Rwanda has introduced a program of having one akarima kijikoni or kitchen garden per family containing various vegetables and fruits in order to fight for malnutrition and boost food security among Rwandan people. Women were engaged to run kitchen gardens. We visited the women in Safan Province, Huye District, in order to see how they embark on kitchen garden to boost food security. After being trained by Corps Africa volunteers in Rwanda in smart climate agriculture practices, including kitchen gardens, which enable smallholder farmers to plant a variety of resilient and nutritious crops to boost food security and improve productivity, women from Southern Province, Uye District, Ruasha Sector, and Maracel said that kitchen gardens have a great importance on their living condition and help them in adaptation for climate change effects.
I'm called Mukanda Isaba Germaine. I live in Gashichiri village, Maracel, Ruhasha Sector, and this is the second time of cultivating in those gardens. After being trained by Corps Africa volunteers, we have got first yield. Now in my kitchen gardens, there are beets, carrots, cabbage, and onions. Good thing of kitchen gardens, we have seen that every kind of food you cook, you put their vegetables because are close to you. Before, to get vegetables, required to go to the market to buy them. And most of the time, I did not have some money to buy them. But now, every food I cook, I put there some vegetables. Even my neighbors, I can share her because I can't eat vegetables every day while I have other vegetables. I use organic fertilizer to protect environment, and I can't miss a fertilizer because my neighbors share it with me. In past time, we used to buy them at market. When you don't have vegetables, you use all means to get them because they are good. Today, there is no problem because we have got vegetables. More people like the vegetables more in sun season like this. Everything you eat, you need vegetables. Before, vegetables go dry in season like this, but now is not the case. That garden is very close. When you irrigate water, remain there. Even if you hear that we used them before, but those who could cultivate them was possible in varies. Today, having kitchen gardens is very important to us. I get out and get vegetable, and now children don't have malnutrition. They don't have problem. This is the answer for good living condition of citizens. Everyone who has this garden has food security. Once you have a large land, you may increase the surface. This is because we started constructing those gardens with insufficient materials and make that one you see. Many people want kitchen garden, but they didn't know when we started it. This started with a sale after attending a meeting, but more have the desire of the gardens. Mainly, everyone want the kitchen garden.
Wari wese akarima k'igikoni arabagashaka. Nitwa Kayitesi Jetrude.
My name's Kaitesi Jetrude. In kitchen garden, I find different kinds of vegetables, cabbage, ingija, carrots, dodo, beets, and onions. This garden is very important because we eat a complete food. When you eat a food with vegetable, leads to disease prevention. Today, we don't get sick easily, even for our children are the same. You see, our garden is the recent one, because I implanted this strategy soon. That is why you see them still being small. Before, to get vegetables required going to the market, but maxi vegetables are not well. You can't cook them today, tomorrow, and after tomorrow. Even if you may cook them, but they become dry and need some nutrients. Now, sun season is coming, but I will irrigate them. Vegetables are good. No family without vegetables. Vegetables are good food that prevent diseases and make us having better life.
Turinde indwara tukagira ubuzima bwiza.
Nangi netwa Stephanie Ayishaki.
I'm called Stefania Ishakiye. I live in Marasel, Kitwa Village. So some vegetable we cultivate in kitchen garden. I started cultivating cabbages and then I put there some carrots and beets. After that, beets and cabbages got yielded. I realized that nothing else I can put there except dodo. Now in garden, I have dodo. I started the kitchen garden in January. Before getting these skills, we used normal land, but now we are sensitized to construct a kitchen garden with the stairs by using trees and iron nails and some plastic bags, and then after we put there some organic fertilizers and grass with soy. After that, we grow our vegetables. Normally, land and kitchen garden are different because for normal land, we couldn't cultivate beets or carrots, but kitchen garden, in one side we put beets and other side cabbage, while in other side we put carrots. Even production is not the same. Sometimes you could grow them and they fail to raise up. At that time, we used to go to buy them at market for this garden, some vegetables, exhaust, while other are raising up. After constructing kitchen garden, I have never bought vegetable off market. This garden has a big production, for example, some cabbages, which were here, I consumed them within 2 months. They don't grow at the same time, they grow differently. You can eat them slowly and spend long time. No food I can eat without vegetables. I consume vegetables I have grown. I reap them side by side. I complete one side while other side they have risen up. Before this, I could go to the market while I have got some money. With no money, I could eat food with no vegetables. I'm saying right, after having this garden, I never buy vegetable at market. I have a hope of better health because vegetables fight against many diseases. They empower human body to be strong against more diseases. They have many nutrients. When you eat vegetables, your life is complete. You and your children feels well. Food with vegetable is so delicious and increases amount of food. Something I can tell people who don't have kitchen garden for their need, they have to construct them because those gardens are best with unpolluted vegetables. Even if you may return at home at night, you may go to the garden and reap them without problem of waste, grass, insect, because you are safe with your garden. That is why I encourage those people with no kitchen garden to build it. It is very important. You cannot miss vegetables while you have that garden. You may even buy chicken from it. By surviving climate change, kitchen garden, you may see we are in sunny season. Look at third stairs. That is where we put water for irrigation, and that water gets spread in more garden. It is simple. We put there water we used for vessels hygiene with no soap. Water spread in all stairs. Vegetables remain fresh in sunny season because of that. Kitchen garden doesn't get dry every time, even in rain or sunny season. We will always put water at up level to make the vegetable flesh, also because of fertilizers. Grasses always look good. Some bugs, they alone are maintaining soil and water to refresh the garden. This kind of innovation of building kitchen garden, we take trees, iron nails, and then you take one bug and put there a nail like that. Every tree has 2 iron nails, down and up. The law of these nails is that they hold this bag and those trees. No children who can check and damage these. I will never miss kitchen garden at home. It is important because of its contribution. When these vegetables get old, I will grow other ones. Even if these bugs can get lost, I may replace them to maintain the kitchen garden. I remember one day I got ill, what required me to get surgery. But at the same time, I have had anemia. They inserted me blood. After that, my life went wrong. But I tried to buy some fruits, which increases blood. After being trained to build kitchen garden, I was able to grow beets, No food I can eat without beads. My weight is increasing, but before I was in bad condition fighting for buying some fruit, but after cultivating beads and some other vegetables, I don't buy fruit at market.
After having a conversation with those different women from the district Rwashya sector, talking about the contribution of kitchen gardens in boosting food security in families and its role in fighting against climate change, we approached the Kanyesha Annunciata, who is district vice mayor in charge of social affairs, and tell us more about this initiative of introducing kitchen gardens in Rwandan community.
Kitchen garden is necessary in living condition of a family, because to introduce this program, there was the intention of fighting for malnutrition and boosting food security. So, to prevent malnutrition, we pretended to improve kind of food a mother have to cook for her child and have to prepare for her family in order to avoid cases of those who are facing malnutrition difficulties. Concerning to the development of the family, vegetables from kitchen garden are not for marketing because they are for getting a complete food. In case this garden is well managed by putting there some different vegetables, she may get some portion for market, because sometimes they may grow together with more yield. In this case, she can't cook all of them. In countryside, citizens don't have capacity of conserving vegetables about 2-3 days without damage. So in case they provide more production, improve the economy of the family, but the great intention of kitchen garden was to make a good nutrition possible by having food with vegetables. We have something good, we learn from each other. Why your neighbor can have kitchen garden while you don't have it? So we make field work to show them importance of kitchen garden for those who don't have it. It is a campaign we have to do by showing them its contribution and take them to those who build those gardens, because someone who has this garden can't go to the market or lack vegetables. We sensitize them to follow this good culture, which contributes to the family development. Did you know this? A family which has a child with no malnutrition develops. We make a field trip and we have some agricultural mobilizers and youth who live there and care to those families which have low skills about the kitchen garden to rise up. So, village by village, isibo by isibo, we make something like compression to make those actions great.
Kitchen gardens are in support of the Africa Green Stimulus Program, scaling up climate smart agriculture and food security systems. Africa's agriculture program for adaptation to climate change and building the resilience of farmers to climate-related and economic shocks require additional support, including scaling up climate smart agriculture to enhance food security and agriculture livelihoods. Dr. Abias Maniragaba is a researcher working with Rwanda Climate Change and Development Organization Network, RCCDN, explains that kitchen gardens are friendly to the environment. As 80% of Rwandans are farmers, kitchen gardens help in climate change impact.
Well, kitchen garden is another way of adapting to this situation, which is alarming, which is causing the loss of resources. If they have a kitchen garden where they grow vegetables, sometimes even the fruits can be grown in this kitchen. Now the people can now adapt and get the supplement, the nutrient that they lost, that it cannot get from the food which are consumed by the climate variability. This consumption and where there is a loss of the food and available of resources, it is unfair because these people have not contributed anything to climate change. You see, the people, the rich people, all the people with the high income, the activities are impacting negative on the environment. The people who are suffering and the people at the grassroots, which means climate change even creates social imbalance. We need now the agronomic practice, such as resource conservation technologies that can be used, like mulching. You see, in the kitchen garden, there's mulching because they use some grasses, and they use organic farming because when they are making this kitchen garden, they use ash, they use the waste, household waste, and the other grasses for mulching, which means they are now avoiding the emission of carbon from the soil, because during the dry season, the soil is covered. And another thing, as I said, another way where carbon can be sequestered by cropping system. And sometimes there is agroforestry because this structure of a kitchen garden, it needs the support. Sometimes you will see they will use the fruit trees around this kitchen, which makes the soil sustainable and strong and more resistant to soil erosion. And which means this one, it can help to address the impact of climate change on vegetable production. If we see now, as I said, this structure, if you view it, it can help now to reduce the runoff. The runoff, once they reach where the kitchen garden is planted, it means it stops or reduces the speed, which means the organic matter cannot be easily degraded or swept away by the runoff, as this kitchen garden is like the barrier for this flow. The kitchen garden as well use, as I said, biodegradable household waste, which as well helps the soil to be resilient to any kind of soil erosion or degradation, which means anything which is avoiding the increase of greenhouse gas is considered as a mitigation, because it mitigates the contribution of increasing of greenhouse gas, while the adaptation is adaptation because the people with the poor income and situation is alarming, is causing the loss. Now it helps to adapt to increase the resilience to the changing situation.
In 2020, Rwanda committed to reduce its greenhouse gas emissions by 38% by 2030. Rwanda and Africa in general needs unity, partnerships, advocacy, and climate financing in the journey towards Conference of Parties 27, which will take place in Egypt in November 2022. This story is part of African Women in Media and United Nations Environmental Programme, Africa Environmental Journalism Programme. Clementine Nyirangaruye, Isango Star, Rwanda.